Never will anyone who says his rosary every day be led astray. This is a statement that I would gladly sign with my blood, said Saint Louis de Montfort. In this episode, we'll reflect on the Holy Rosary, the prayer of prayers, and very especially the historical background of each prayer which is used in this Holy Rosary, the prayer of prayers. Welcome to Greater Glory of God podcast. The Holy Rosary is one of the most important prayers of the Catholic Church. And as I said, this could be called a prayer of prayers, because within this, there are so many prayers involved, namely the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, Hail Holy Queen, Prayer of Fatima, and very specially also the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's why this prayer is called the Prayer of Prayers, because this involves so many prayers. And in Orthodox Catholic families, if we go, there are so many more prayers added to these prayers, and we would stick to these prayers. But what is the word meaning of rosary? Actually, rosary comes from a French word, rosaire, which means rose garden. And therefore, rosary is said to be a garden of prayers. And in Latin, rosarium, which means crown of roses or garland of roses. So if you see a rosary, it has so many beads, and those beads are used for us to pray with the Blessed Virgin Mary, and those beads are said to be roses. And in the early church, as we see in the Holy Bible, the Psalms were prayed, as they are the hymns used by the Israelites. And those hymns are not of only one kind. There are so many kinds of them, and for every occasion we have hymns there. For whatever state of mind one is in, one can find an apt hymn or song there in the Psalms, and they are 150 in number. So in the early church, the writings of the early church says that monks especially, they used to pray the Our Father 150 times to signify and also to resemble this, attach this with the Psalms. And we see that the Blessed Virgin Mary lived there in Ephesus, and there slowly, instead of the Our Father, they started praying the Hail Mary. And with the present format evolved and came to be today what it is. And the Holy Rosary is a compendium of the Gospels, because in the Holy Rosary, we contemplate on the mysteries of the life of Christ, of a few events of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and also our own Christian life. And these mysteries help us to assimilate and also become what God wants us to be. That's why great saints said this as through Mary to Jesus. So in the school of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have these 20 mysteries divided under four headings, four titles, namely joyful mysteries, luminous mysteries, sorrowful mysteries, and glorious mysteries. With these mysteries, on different days, we have the Blessed Virgin with us to reflect on these great mysteries. So come, let's see the historical background of each prayer used in the Holy Rosary. The Apostles' Creed is said to be the summary of the teachings of the Apostles, and the history says it could have been formulated in the Council of Jerusalem in 4950 AD, or at least shortly after that. That's why it is called Apostles' Creed. And to know the significance and also the reason behind this could be seen in the Old Testament. The book of Joshua chapter 24 verses from 2 to 13, we find how people, after conquering and settling down in the promised land, proclaim and profess their faith in their God. And they have a summary of all that God had done for them. Likewise, the Apostles' Creed also contains basic teachings of the apostles. And so this Apostles' Creed comes down to us from the time of the apostles. That's why Saint Ambrose used to describe the Apostles' Creed as the creed of the Roman Church, the See of Peter, the first of the apostles, to which he brought the common faith. Secondly, the Lord's Prayer. We know the prayer is found in the Gospels according to Saint Matthew and also Saint Luke. Matthew chapter 6 verses 7 to 13 and Luke chapter 6 verses 9 to 13, where we find this prayer. As I had mentioned, there are writings to show that the monks used to pray this Our Father along with or instead of the Psalms, and very specially when the Holy Bible was not available for all, and also people were illiterate, they knew the prayer of our Lord, the Lord's Prayer. And so they used to recite this prayer. And they used to use it in the place of the Psalms, because it was not possible for them to pray the Psalms. And the third prayer used is the Hail Mary. We know the foundation or the scriptural background of this prayer, which we find in Luke chapter 1 verse 28 and also in the same chapter verse 42 and 43. So basically the prayer, both the Our Father and also the Hail Mary, are biblical in character. They are scriptural. Definitely the end part. So the end part where we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for us was added much later. But still, it has the biblical character and the biblical foundation, and about which we would reflect some other time. And this Hail Mary prayer came to be used along with the Our Father or instead of the Our Father, very specially in Ephesus. As I had mentioned about how in Ephesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary lived with Saint John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, to whom Jesus had entrusted his mother. And the history says the Blessed Virgin Mary lived with Saint John here. And also it is very important to note about the Council of Ephesus held in 431, which declared the Blessed Virgin Mary as the Mother of God. Yes, there were so many heresies, about which we have already seen in many of our previous videos, where the early church had to fight the heresies. And there were so many heresies related to Jesus, very especially his nature. This title, Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, is more Christological, meaning to say more to do with Christ than to do with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because this title reinstates and stresses the fact that Jesus is really God. And the Blessed Virgin Mary is his mother, because she did not give birth to the nature, the human nature of the person of Christ, but rather she gave birth to the person of Christ. That's why she is called the Mother of God. So it was in this council, and so Ephesus is very central to the Marian devotion. So let's keep that also in mind. And a few words about why the Hail Mary used in this prayer of prayers, the Holy Rosary. Because, as I had said in the beginning, through Mary to Jesus was the motto of so many saints and even popes. And in the Holy Rosary, we have the Blessed Virgin Mary with us, and with her we contemplate on the life of Christ. And through contemplation, what happens is the distinction between the one who contemplates and the one who is contemplated become one. Here the mind is not involved much. Actually, the prayer of contemplation is this. And that's why the Blessed Virgin Mary is seen as a model for us to imitate, how to contemplate, how to pray really. That's why the Hail Mary prayer is involved, or said, or used in the Holy Rosary, the prayer of prayers. And another prayer used here in the Holy Rosary is the Glory Be. Here we glorify the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the background of this prayer we can find in the New Testament, especially Romans chapter 16, 27, Philippians 4:20, and Revelation 5:23, where we glorify the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Most Holy Trinity. And after each decade, we use this prayer. Because, as I said, the Holy Rosary is not Marian in nature, but more it is to do with the Holy Trinity, very especially the person of Christ. And the next prayer we mostly use in the Holy Rosary is Hail Holy Queen. This prayer is said to have been formulated in the year 1054, in the 11th century. And we know Blessed Virgin Mary is queen because her son is king. This faith reinstates about the biblical character of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all our prayers, very especially this prayer, the Hail Holy Queen prayer. Because the mother of the kings had a great role to play in the kingdom. That's why they were called Queen Mother. In the book of the first Kings, we find the mother of Solomon, Bathsheba, was greeted by him and also by the people, because she had that great role to play. And this was only a foreshadow of what was to come. We see in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 16, the covenant, the Davidic covenant, is pronounced there, announced by God. Then God promises that a son of David would rule Israel forever. And it was not Solomon, we know. It is Christ himself. And that came to be fulfilled in Luke chapter 1 verses 32 and 33. And so the Blessed Virgin Mary is our queen, because Christ, her son, is the king. And next, the important prayer used in the Holy Rosary is the prayer of Fatima. Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three children at Fatima in the mountain region of central Portugal during six apparitions from May 13th to October 13th, 1917. That was the time when she revealed herself as the Immaculate and asked the children to pray the rosary and do penance. And she gave this prayer of Fatima. And this we use after every decade, praying, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. So this has that historical background of Fatima. And we also have the litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary prayed during the rosary. And every title used in the litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary has a historical background. And it is not possible for us to reflect on them. But you can look into the net, or even books are available about the historical background of these titles used for the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as we are reflecting on the Holy Rosary, let's also remember about the memorial celebrated of the Our Lady of the Rosary, which we celebrate on October 7th. This also has a historical background. When the church had to fight against the non-Christians who were actually trying to invade Europe and destroy the church, the Pope had asked the people to pray the rosary, ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. All this took place in the 16th century, and we find that the Blessed Virgin Mary helped them to win the war. And that's why the feast was announced, which was actually called Mary, Succor of Christians, Help of Christians. And later, the church renamed it as Our Lady of the Rosary. And in 1716, Pope Clement XI, who canonized Pope Pius V in 1712, extended the celebration throughout the Universal Church. And as we come to the conclusion of this episode, let's keep this in mind, that this prayer of the Holy Rosary is not Marian actually in nature, but Christological in nature, because through the Blessed Virgin Mary, we go to Jesus. And here in the school of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we are taught to become Christ-like. And very especially these mysteries help us to imitate the mind of Christ Himself. So let's pray the rosary devoutedly in the company of the Blessed Virgin Mary and also many other saints, so that we may also become like her beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray the rosary and become Christ-like. May God bless you.